Getting the playlist going in 3, 2, 1, play. Hello, everyone. Brian East here. I'm a Revelation Wellness instructor from Platoon 20. And yep, it's time to walk. Time to ascend. Time to go on pilgrimage to the presence of God. It's what these songs of ascent are for. So let's meditate on scripture and sing together as we go to the temple. Today we meditate on Psalm 120, 5-7. It says, "Woe to me that I dwell in Meshech, that I live among the tents of Kedar. Too long have I lived among those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war." Let your heart respond to those words. How does it feel? What's God saying to you? Tune into God's voice. Yeah, we're just walking. No need to go fast. No need to crank up your heart rate. Just walk. Just be. Just walk with the Lord. Maybe it's active recovery day for you. And wherever you're at, all are welcome to walk pilgrimage together. Again, woe to me that I dwell in Meshech, that I live among the tents of Kedar. Too long have I lived among those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. It says, woe to me. Well, that's raw. Let's talk about the Psalms for a sec. See, there are praise songs. There are happy songs. Thanksgiving songs, victory songs. But you know what? There's also lament songs. Questioning songs. Complaint songs. Sometimes we approach God's presence. We sing and shout and offer thanksgiving. Sometimes we have sad, struggling hearts, and we have complaints on our lips. And it's all good and true and real. See, God wants us to be real, to cut the religious pretense. Come as you are. No, really. As you really are. Worship in spirit and in truth. Simply and truly as you are. As John chapter 4 says. I'm going to say it again. God wants us to be real. To cut the religious pretense. Come as you are, as you really are. These are Psalms of steps. So we go up to Jerusalem, up to the city of peace. up to the temple of the Lord, the place of His presence. The presence of the Lord, whose name is peace. Yeah.
Blessed are you when you're heartbroken. He's the binder of your wounds.
Keep walking.
He's gonna set you on your feet again. He's gonna give you hope to breathe again.
Yep.
Even in the darkness, He's beautiful.
Yahweh. Shalom. The Lord is peace.
Still true in the dark.
The Lord, whose name is peace. Let's read the passage again. It says, "Woe to me that I dwell in Meshech, that I live among the tents of Kedar. Too long have I lived among those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war." In the Old Testament history, Meshech, which means drawing out, he was a son of Japheth, the grandson of Noah, the guy with the ark. He was the ancestor, the peoples of the north, to the north of Israel. Kedar means dark. He was a son of Ishmael. In other words, the psalmist here is saying he's living among enemy peoples. He's not home. He doesn't feel safe. He says, "I am for peace, but they are for war." So I want you to ask yourself, be honest with yourself, what relationships in your life are full of conflict and division, maybe brokenness, unforgiveness? Where do you feel like, woe is me? Romans 12 says, as much as it depends on us to live at peace with everyone. But that's easier said than done sometimes, isn't it? So we lament. Lord, I lament for the conflict with others in my life. Woe is me. Woe is me. It's okay to lament. It's okay to feel it. Feel it. Give it to God. Give it to God. Walk it right into His presence.
I remember who you are. You're the God who's never far.
Yep.
So I will not be afraid.
Give it to God.
God, you always keep.
Yep.
I remember who you are. You're the
keep walking. It's okay. It's okay to lament. We can feel our feelings. We can grieve. We can wrestle with the pain. And we can walk it into God's presence.
You give me peace.
We don't have to hide it. We don't have to pretend. Keep walking. Holy Spirit, God of peace, yeah, we invite you. God, we give you these conflicts. We give you the brokenness. We give you the lack of peace in our lives. Lord, I give it to you. Maybe as you're walking, just envision that person, that relationship, that situation. Put it in your hands. And just lift it up to God. And let it go. Let it go. We invite the God of peace. We pursue peace. We walk deeper into peace, into God, into God's presence. I walk in the Spirit and bring forth the fruit of the Spirit, which is peace. You say that? Say that. Use your mouth. Say, I walk in the Spirit. I bring forth the fruit of the Spirit, which is peace. Breathe deeply. Inhale peace through your nose. And exhale the stress and the anxiety and the fear through your mouth. Breathe deeply. As you walk, yep. I declare, Lord, that you are peace. I declare that you are the God of peace. You are the Prince of Peace. Even when conflict abounds or surrounds me, even when people in my life refuse to reconcile, even when people choose not to heal, even when people choose to not get healthier, you are my peace. Yep. That's it. Give it to the Lord. Give it to your God. Give it to your Comforter. Give it to the Prince of Peace. Surround me. Are your steps any lighter? Maybe you're crying. Maybe you're smiling. Let it go. Let it go. Lord, I declare that you are the comforter. You are the binder of my wounds. You are my healer. You are my peace. Lord, you are the God of peace. You are the God who heals. God, we praise you. We trust you. We wait for you. God, we walk with you. We breathe with you. We move with you. Come, Holy Spirit. God, we give you all that is broken. We say that you are the one who brings peace, that you are the one who brings reconciliation, that you are the one who brings health and healing and wholeness. Father in heaven, let your kingdom come. Let your kingdom come and your will be done. Your goodness in the land of the living. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You are my peace. You are my peace. Say it. You are my peace. You are the Prince of Peace. You are the God of all comfort, the Father of compassion. You are the Comforter. You are the one who makes all things new. You are the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in. You are the good shepherd. You are the lover of my soul. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.